I'm joined today by Jim Welch, a chairman of Blind Life in Durham, as well as by David Wardle, an administrator for the charity. Thanks for meeting up with me today. Blind Life Durham is a well-known charity within County Durham, but for the listeners who might not know what you do, could you explain them what the organisation is about and what's its aim?
Blind Life in Durham, is its basic principles are for it to create socialisation for any person in County Durham with a vision impairment or total blindness, to help them, live a better quality of life with independence and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
We've been an established charity since 2004.
Right.
It's all about trying to keep people active and going and enjoying life kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yes, definitely. Get out there and not yeah. feel they can't do as much as they want.
Exactly.
A lot of Blind Life members will often say that I never realised I could achieve as much as what I've achieved
mm-hmm.
is become part of an organisation, because it's just breaking that ice and getting out there and meeting other people with similar disabilities and
mm-hmm.
conditions, finding out how they cope and how their families cope. And bringing that all together, it's very therapeutic for everybody because
mm-hmm.
you always learn something all the time. And
mm-hmm.
especially for somebody like me that's in a wheelchair and also blind, I thought, you know, it was just, that was
a brick wall, that's it. Cause
yeah, the shutters had come down.
Sort of thing. But when Margaret did quite a bit of research to find out what there was there for, person like myself at 52 years old, she's then realised that there was a need for such an organisation
mm-hmm.
and that's hence how Blind Life was born.
So basically you're helping people to come to terms with the disability and learn to live with it, kind of being reborn in a way,
yeah,
to learn how to use their body.
Because the way I got involved with Blind Life, so I work 2 days here, I also do 3 days with Age UK
mm-hmm.
down in Durham. And I bumped into somebody who'd gone blind as a result of a stroke. She was actually 2 months younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to get her through things, depression and one thing
of
and
course.
Another, I introduced her into the group. And things have just gone on from there. So now I'm working 2 days a week with them.
Which is good.
Which is good, yeah. I do voluntary things like the curling and that, which we've been away to at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is very good.
So, yeah, you said that you helped them, obviously, live to the fully, really, helping them
yeah.
realise how much things they can do.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
It's not about what we can't do, it's about what people can do.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And in that purpose, you organise quite a few events throughout the year. And one
yeah.
of them, it's the Blind Awareness New Age Curling Competition, which takes
yes.
place in June every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been held on the 10th of June up at the Sports College up at Walsingham.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Wednesday night, and hopefully we have another 7 teams competing against the Blind Life team.
Ooh.
And see who can win.
No pressure.
No pressure. There's only one year that anybody other than the Blind Life team has actually won.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because there's one proviso, they've got to compete blindfold.
So basically Blind Life is the champion generally every year, is it?
We have been beaten 1 year, but
what that event does is that it brings in organisations such as Durham Constabulary, could be the Prison Service, it could be Durham and Darton Fire
yeah.
Rescue.
Yeah.
They come in and they play it was, it's a bit of fun,
mm-hmm.
it's fun, bit of fundraising, but I think one of the main important things that comes out of that, it's blind awareness, because you're introducing
yeah.
organisations to blind and vision impaired people, and that's the start of communication.
Of course, and they're also realising what it feels like to not see, because obviously they're blindfolded, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a really good event. It's turned into a tournament, you know, as a shield up at Walsingham Sports Centre, who they sponsor the shield.
Yeah.
And each team that win goes on a little sheet
uh-huh.
sealed with the date engraved onto there each year. So
that sounds really, really exciting. It's a really great way, I find,
yes.
to raise awareness, isn't it, really?
It is. There was 1 year we had a team of teenagers that were competing. They did very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Came down, to a playoff between them and the Blind Life team. Mm-hmm. In actual fact, it went down right to the very last stone, mm-hmm. which Jim had to play. Fortunately, he won.
One of the reasons for choosing a sport such as New Age curling was the safety factors.
Mm-hmm.
A blind person or a vision impaired person does not have to pick a stone up.
Mm-hmm.
With this, a trained volunteer will actually help the blind person to the spot. They'll pick the stone up for them, put it in place and help them line it up. Then it's up to the vision impaired blind person to decide what sort of how powerful the shot to take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone like me plays from a ramp. So basically it's a very, very safe sport. Here's a couple of things you've got to watch out for, you know, for people doing things possibly that shouldn't be done. So you're not picking anything up. It's not like you're picking a 10-pin ball up, and mm-hmm. if you drop it,
you hurt yourself, definitely.
You hurt yourself. So that's one of the reasons we picked it. And another reason why we picked it, it can be played on a badminton court.
Mm-hmm.
It can be played in a hall that's long enough because we can mark it out.
Of course.
So it's quite a versatile sport for a take around the county. And if we get enough people interested in a certain part of the county, then we'll take curling to that part of the county.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved in it? Because obviously you explained there how you'd chosen that sport. But how did you get involved with it?
At the time, we'd been playing curling now 7 years.
Right.
7 years. And previous to that, it was a new sport that had come on the scene, invented by John Bennett,
mm-hmm.
who his disabled son, I think he's under 10 years of age, wanted to play curling. And obviously for different restrictions and safety factors, it couldn't be done. So John Bennett invented this game,
mm-hmm.
right, which I always call it a soup dish turned upside down with three ball bearings underneath and a handle on the top. You know?
Yeah, because the original curling is on ice as well, so that would be impossible to play on.
That's
just too dangerous. More
difficult, yeah.
At that time, the manufacturers of the curling equipment, they had various reps going around the schools and asking the schools if they'd be interested in purchasing equipment. And Blind Life was approached, and we got some information. We had an introduction session, had a try of it to make sure that's what we wanted. Then we went out and we raised our own funding for to buy our own equipment.
Wow. So you're all equipped now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are all your members participating in UH Curling, or some rather not?
No, not all of them. We regularly have up to about 20 people will take part to various levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that will compete, like we've been away this weekend. There's others that will play competitively but don't actually want to take part in national competitions.
Okay.
Then again, there's some that will come along for more of a social event.
The social front of it, so they can meet up
because
with others.
That is important as well, because what we're doing, by doing all the activities and things, we get giving people the opportunity to get out of the house, socialise with other people that are in the similar kind of position. And it just reduces isolation and depression and
exactly,
the things that can go with it.
Yeah, I mean, what you do find is we're introducing sport to disabled people. Some disabled people can go in denial of their condition. And if you're saying to them, look, come and play along, come and play this sport. It's easy to play, it's easy to done, there's the support. It's a breaking of the ice for them to come along. And what mm-hmm. we'll say is, come along to, it's more or less a social event, is a bit of curling, and that way you can have a chat with people that's played it, and then you can decide whether you want to give it a try or not. If you don't want to give it a try, if they just wanted to come along and watch, that's fine. But most people come along and they spend a bit of time just watching or listening and someone mm-hmm. explain to them, and eventually they'll say, oh, I'll give it a try. And once they give it a try, and if you look back over a year or so, I can hear a difference in that person from when they first started to attend the curling social events,
mm-hmm.
you know.